Declaring a state of emergency in three northeastern states this week, President Goodluck Jonathan ordered security forces to take all necessary action.
Whoever they may be, wherever they may go, we will hunt them down. We will fish them out and will bring them to justice. No matter what it takes, we will win this war against terror.
But past experience suggests it will be difficult to eradicate the Boko Haram insurgency on Nigerian territory, says Elizabeth Connolly, assistant head of the Africa program at London-based policy institute Chatham House.
It is not a change in strategy. It is an intensification of strategy. And there's been a lot of complaints about the significant use of force in the past and that it hasn't actually achieved anything. In fact, you've seen a strengthening of Boko Haram. There's been an escalation in violence. It's reported that they have more sophisticated weaponry now.
The north of Nigeria has been neglected by the central government for too long, says Virginia Komoli, a Nigeria analyst at the International Institute for Strategic Studies.
Because things have been neglected and downplayed for so long, it also means that the situation has degenerated so much that now a military component to the strategy is inevitable.
The city of Kano has witnessed several Boko Haram attacks, such as the killing of 9 health workers in February. Komoli has just returned from Kano and describes the city, which has high youth unemployment, as fertile ground for extremism.
When they grow older, they are likely to remain on the streets, carry on as beggars, because that's also what they do during their so-called education. And some of them join criminal groups and perhaps also more extremist groups. Not so much because they espouse the extreme ideology, but because these groups may offer them the chance to channel their grievances and also to make some money.
Since it launched its uprising in 2009, Boko Haram has frequently targeted Christian churches and villages. There have been reprisal attacks on Muslims and allegations of abuses by the military's joint task force. Again, Elizabeth Connolly of Chatham House.
They are very afraid of Boko Haram and Boko Haram related violence, but they're also very afraid of the joint task force that is present in the northeast of Nigeria. And further to these abuses, of course, it's economic matters. People just cannot go about their daily lives.
The state of emergency in the northeast is due to last for 6 months. Analysts say the military operation against Boko Haram could take much longer. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
If you get alive, now you drive back.